This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have got our news starting now. Michigan House Republicans on Thursday unveiled their own Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, task force, directly modeled after the federal initiative led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. The 13-member panel, chaired by Representative James DeSana, Republican of Carleton, aims to identify waste, boost accountability, and shrink state government. Among its early ideas, cutting the number of principal state departments from 18 to 12. Unlike its federal counterpart, the Michigan DOGE can only issue recommendations that would require legislative approval. With Democrats currently controlling both the state Senate and the governor's office, major cuts would need bipartisan support or a Republican sweep in future elections. We believe the path back to prosperity for Michigan runs through a smaller, more efficient state government and returning money to taxpayers, DeSana said. The task force says it will hold public input sessions before presenting formal proposals. Members include Representatives Ann Bolin, Steve Kara, Jamie Green, Jay DeBoyer, Gina Johnson, Joseph Pavlov, Bill Shute, Bradley Slag, Rochelle Smith, Donnie Steele, Jason Wolford, and Jennifer Wartz. GST Michigan Works is inviting area job seekers to a COCO with a Career Coach drop-in event at Sandusky Service Center on Wednesday, December 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendees can enjoy a cup of hot chocolate while meeting one-on-one with a career coach to discuss job search plans, updating resumes, and preparing for interviews while learning about employment and training services available through the agency. The event is free and open to the public at the Sandusky office of GST Michigan Works, which regularly hosts workshops and coaching sessions to help residents strengthen their job readiness skills. Registration is required in advance, so please stop in or call in advance to secure your spot for this event, as it will fill up fast. The Sandusky Michigan Works Service Center is located at 575 West Sanilac Road, Sandusky, Michigan. It operates from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The main contact number is 810-648-5800, and the TTY number is 711. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident Chad Morrison was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County's 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he did surrender without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, including 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, or obstructing a police officer, and finally, domestic violence. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail, and his next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374. For confidential help. And after this brief PSA, we will be back with your national and international news.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
U.S. aviation regulators requested additional data from United Airlines on the maintenance history of the aircraft involved in the Dulles engine incident, part of standard safety procedures that can lead to recommendations for inspection or technical bulletins across similar fleets. And supporters of Iranian human rights advocate and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi said she had been arrested again, prompting international concern that Tehran is continuing a crackdown on dissent despite global calls for the release of political prisoners. Steve Adamson is coming up now with our extended weather forecast, and I will be back with the weather here at the station.